Chapter 18, The Gift.
Why all the angst, little brother?
This is still my first war.
Welcome to the club. Let's hope we see our second.
Knowing who controls our destiny, that seems like a misplaced ambition.
Nobody is up for the task set forth by the Emperor and the Astra Militarum, but it's our reality.
No matter what happens, I feel like I've let our family down. I'm already dead in their minds.
I've been told that's not the case. Mother had a visitor from Terra, of all places. It seems you left your mark on the Emperor's home planet.
Well, I'm ashamed of how it all turned out.
You should be. The liquor served at your funeral was beyond vile. Who the Feth ordered the Starfire 69?
I was fully focused on the end of my life and a way to alter that fate. The coming offensive seemed a good enough diversion. While the guards' push outward was crucial, it would draw them from their well-defended burrows. The resulting lines would be stretched thin, and the rebels would certainly see it as an opportunity to blood us further and break through to Primus. The key was to eliminate their catalyst before they could counterattack. To that end, I saw my opening and took it. General, I would like your permission to go into Tertius ahead of the main attack.
Alone?
No. My sanctioned arcs will back me up from Primus, and I'll conscript a company from the Fulcrum 1st Division as an escort. Mantisera interjected,
What about Warrant Bast?
She will remain behind. I won't risk her out in the open again. I hoped that Mantisera would be placated by my concern for Keegan. He wasn't.
Lieutenant, what is your proposed mission?
My intentions are twofold. By arriving in Tertius ahead of the guards' advance, I can be a great distraction, and it will give me a chance to hunt for clues to the Bloodthorn's exact location. What was I waiting for? Nothing. It was time to work around the blockades and get rolling. Rovira wasn't coming back. Five was their guy.
What's your hurry? What do you know that we don't?
I knew that I could stand around and watch my life be twisted into knots by the Inquisition. I knew that the Malleus badge could be leveraged as much as my standing as a Lieutenant Savant, and I knew that the Bloodthorn Demon Host was in Hive Cortis, growing stronger by the day. Inquisitor Mantisera, who is Ator the Bull?
Where did you hear that name?
Lucian Cano used it as a final threat. Something bad is headed our way, and I plan on finding out what it is before our forces step into the open.
Did Cano mention any other rogue psykers?
No, why?
Once an Astartes captain. Ator is a champion of chaos and a cardinal threat. If Ator's on this planet, he'll need a rogue psyker to summon his berserkers, the Bulls of Ator. They're his immortal company and twisted beyond recognition. Sarkis wouldn't have brought Ator here without the means to summon his host.
How do you defeat them if they're immortal?
Their incarnations can be killed on the battlefield, but they are resurrected by Ator in the Immaterium. Augmenting the berserkers' spiked hooves, they wield lightning claws, thunder hammers, and an unbreakable morale. Their foremost tactic is to charge the enemy. If they breached our lines, it would be a disaster.
Can a Telekine tactical shield stop their momentum?
Maybe that of a Primaris, but the berserkers were remade in the warp. They're powerful and slippery to the touch.
Lacking any Adeptus Astartes to counter the new threat, General Skivix needed answers before he ordered his forces to advance.
Inquisitor, any suggestions on how to proceed?
Kill Ator first so that he can't summon any more reinforcements. Failing that, kill every rogue psyker and pray that Ator doesn't mark one of ours. Heavy weapons and fast-firing artillery should be effective in piercing the berserker's armor, but they're known to move incredibly fast, making them difficult to hit.
I focused on the nearest threat. Inquisitor Agrimont, is there anything resembling Ator on your augur scans?
Now that you mention it, yes. The dark energy in Cortis has jumped in the last day. It appears as if something new has arrived.
I crossed my arms and waited for Mantisera to make the call, forcing him to do it in front of the general's entire staff. The last thing I wanted was a reputation for going rogue. Mantisera pocketed the heat-warped rosette.
Inquisitor Agrimont, please hand over the caller's control.
For a deviously insane individual, Gastonia Agrimont played her hand in an entirely calm manner. She set the control wand on the table, saying,
Don't stand too close to five when you use it.
I appreciated her long-awaited honesty. By monitoring the collar and the auger scans, they would know the moment I succeeded or failed. Lord Mantisera finalized the transaction.
Lieutenant, you have your target and my backing to act as you see fit. We will leave the Psyker channels under Warrant Bast's control, unless the wand dictates otherwise.
Telling a lie by omission, Mantisera glossed over the fact that my embedded channelers would cease to exist if the wand dictated. We gathered in an opulent overhived den that gossiped loudly about wealth and power. The walls were an unsettling red, offsetting bleached brown organic floors and luxurious vat-grown leather upholstery. The lighting was set to an agreeable level and seemed to invoke a certain calmness, if not a reverence, for those present. Commander Olivia Preston and her guard detail did their best to blend into the shadows. Governor Barthel and my two favorite inquisitors waited for me to get to the point of the late-night meeting, while I waited for the point to arrive. This meeting was crucial. I wouldn't be leaving Gaul Primus without it. I'd placed my Malleus seal on the governor's table and requested two additional attendees. The need to hide the key was over, yet it was more important than ever. Lady Alibrand arrived with Lizzie. Both were sleepy-eyed yet coiffed and dressed to perfection. Lizzie maintained her shell-shocked expression and didn't say a word as she saw me. She was an unwanted possession of a wounded noble house. I reintroduced myself to Lady Alibrand as Lieutenant Savant Peric Kilhaven, sanctioned by the Inquisition and Imperial Guard. As a scion, I held affiliations with House Kilhaven on both Terra and Fulcrum IV, and I belonged in this room as much as she did. Freed from her abject fear, Lady Alibrand looked at me in a new light.
What happened to Five?
He's preparing for his next mission. In the meantime, we have some important transactions to complete. Lizzie, please sit here next to me. The young waif had been fed and bathed and ordered about. I took the girl's small hand in mine and drew an ounce of her power into me. My vision seemed to clear, and the surrounding faces shone with varied shades of anxiety. It was a good place to start. I placed my Adeptus Arbitus tracker on the table in front of the governor. This device contains the whereabouts of every noble that has died in the cluster. It will be valuable to you in the future as you rebuild the houses of Aegea V. The governor couldn't care less about his dead adherents.
What about the engineering key?
That was Lady Alibrand's concern, or that of her oldest son, but the governor thought to take the lead. Without the key, the hive cities would run under the automatic and esoteric control of embedded machine spirits. Governor, the hive key no longer exists. Lord Alibrand destroyed it before Tertius fell.
But you said you'd found it, that you knew where it was.
The machine spirits that drive the cluster's critical systems still hold their keys. The secret to gathering them is sitting beside me. Lizzie Alibrand holds them in her future self.
In her future self?
One having the ripe age of 16, assuming she is allowed to live that long. 16 was the imperial age of majority.
What are you saying, Kilhaven?
I turned to Inquisitor Agramunt. Inquisitor, Lizzie is a gift from the late Lord Alibrand. Given the proper training at Ascola Sicana, she'll be able to read the control codes directly from the machine spirits. Will you accept responsibility for Lizzie's near-term survival and escort her to Terra?
Lieutenant, she's too young for Sicana, and I'm not a babysitter.
I didn't say the gift was for you, did I? Lord Alibrand tried to hide her true nature. He wanted to keep her safe from those that would take offense to her rare existence. I scanned the faces of the governor and Lady Alibrand, their dinner sitting heavy in their laps. Lord Alibrand saw the truth. Lizzie will be incredibly valuable to those that see her for who and what she is.
And in return?
Said Agramunt. You're getting Five and the key to saving Gaul. In the long run, Governor Barthel is regaining control of all that was lost in the Gaul cluster. I'd say that makes us more than even, don't you agree? Agramunt looked at the faces around her and back at mine.
This is pure Feth, and you know it. What's your game?
You learned plenty on that ceiling, didn't you? Well, I've spent enough time on the floor and know how hard it is to stand up straight afterward. Lizzie has as well. I'd rather ask than order everyone's cooperation. I slid my Malleus seal on the table beside the tracker and waited for that to sink in. Inquisitor Mantisera leaned back, hiding a smile. His turn would come later. In the end, Inquisitor Agramunt agreed to take Lizzie to Terra, along with a short letter of introduction from me. I was given Commander Olivia Preston as a bodyguard for my second foray into Tertius, and the woman couldn't have been more thrilled by the assignment. The governor was feeling generous, or perhaps vindictive, for promises that failed to meet his expectations. Lastly, I needed to lay the groundwork with my immediate boss. Lord Mantisera, this isn't your first campaign, is it?
It's one of a score and not the worst of the bunch.
Mantisera's career made Primaris Rovira's look like an afternoon at the pool. He dove into the deep end, and I was about to do the same. You are witness to Inquisitor Agramunt's agreement. As an agent of the Inquisition, I expect you to hold her to it.
Noted. Anything else?
Only one. I expect you to read my file while I'm gone. I had plenty of pressing concerns, beginning with the well-being of Keegan Bast and ending with the collar around my neck, but I wouldn't resort to begging. I didn't feel like pushing my luck. Like any good funnel, I preferred to keep plenty in reserve.